Franklin County, Arkansas usually has about 18,000 residents. Beginning tomorrow and this weekend, the county's population will more than double when 20,000 attendees arrive at the Wakarusa Festival at Mulberry Mountain, north of Ozark. The large crowds from Wakarusa inject a lot of money into Ozark, which is about 25 minutes south of the festival grounds. Roy Skadis with the Ozark Area Chamber of Commerce described the town.
Well, it's a city, actually. We're just a little over 4,000 population, but I guess I would describe it as a wonderful place to live. I chose to move back here from a rather large city, and it's just a comfortable lifestyle for me.
I spoke with Gaddis on Friday, and he said that local businesses were already preparing for increased foot traffic.
Oh, absolutely. They're preparing for it now, too. When you start mentioning Wakarusa, they can practically give you the countdown of days to hours. It's a major impact to the local businesses, especially the restaurants, the fuel stops, the travel centers on I-40 at both exit 35 and exit 37. Liquor stores do a good business because they take their beverages up too with them.
Gaddis said he usually doesn't attend the festival, but that locals have bought tickets from the chamber, which is located at 300 West Commercial Street in downtown Ozark. A mix of empty buildings and small businesses line the streets downtown. A barber shop sits on the corner across the street from the chamber. Small retail stores and the town's newspaper line the streets around the square that houses the county courthouse. Most everyone in Ozark seems to know everyone else in the town. After touring the downtown area, I drove north again, towards Interstate 40 and Ozark's Walmart to meet the store manager. The Walmart isn't a supercenter, but is called a hometown store because it's smaller and has fewer groceries. It closes each night at 10 o'clock. While waiting near the customer service counter, I spoke with a young man who said he got a job working at Wakarusa, cleaning bathrooms, and it pays $10 an hour. He said he also got a ticket for the festival. Dee Combs, the store manager of Ozark's Walmart, told me that people from Wakarusa are obvious when they walk in. Some of them have dreadlocks and are wearing bathing suits. She said the increase in customers was nice. She just wishes that they wouldn't bathe in her bathroom.
We have noticed that they normally start trickling in over Memorial Weekend, and we've noticed a couple people that we haven't noticed here in the store before actually starting yesterday. And the majority of them show up on Tuesday and Wednesday to get the good campsites, and then the festival goes full-blown on Thursday. They normally don't leave until Sunday night. We still have campers coming in Monday and Tuesday.
When you say you see people because Ozark's a small enough community that you see most everyone you know?
We all know just about everybody, yes. And so there's a different, definitely Wakarusa brings in a special type of the younger crowd.
You like it, though, right?
Because we love it. We love it. It's just a nice mixture, and most of the kids are very respectful. They come in, they do their shopping here, and anything that they need, we try to get for them.
Besides offering the normal camping gear like tents and folding chairs, Combs said the store will carry more produce this year. Also, ice. Lots of ice. They'll have lots and lots of ice. Back in the town of Ozark, I wandered into the Ozark Inn and Suites, where I met Rick Patel, the motel's owner. Patel, who's been in Ozark for 3 years, said all of his 35 rooms are booked this year.
Yes, well, we booked from May 31st to June 2nd. We have booked last year, too. I've been here 3 years. So 3 years, every year they booked for 3 days. Well, there's a lot of people coming from out of country and out of state and all stuff, and they want to stay somewhere, They want to sleep somewhere, so they're looking for a place to stay.
Gaddis with the chamber said the festival helps all aspects of the economy, not just retail.
Tom Houston, he's just a local carpenter, and before they come in, Dickerson Excavation, Crispin Ready Mix, all these outfits, these. They're performing work services and materials and supplies and all that to build these stages and so forth. So it doesn't just affect the retailer.
Before Interstate 40 opened, the main route west from Clarksville was Arkansas Highway 64. Gaddis said that ever since the interstate opened, the city has struggled to capture the traffic that now travels 3 miles north of the city on Interstate 40. Ozark annexed the land near the interstate and slowly connected the area to the city's water and sewer systems. About 3 years ago, Russ Workman of Mulberry got a note from a guy who wanted to sell some property near Interstate 40 and Arkansas Highway 23. Workman, who owns the Hilltops Travel Center in Alma, bought the land and recently opened a truck stop north of Exit 35 on May 14th. Workman was taking a break outside and asked him what he was doing today.
I'm washing dishes and trying to schedule people to work and hiring people, and we're still hiring everybody that comes through the door.
Workman said he was planning on having a staff of about 40 to 50 people to run the store, which has a 24-hour restaurant and deli. They also have clean bathrooms.
We got 5 trucker showers, and we advertise on our billboards clean restrooms, and that seems to be working pretty well for us. And anyone's traveling is always looking for a clean restroom, and ours fit the bill. We put a little extra in them, but it'll pay off in the long run.
Workman said he was preparing for a lot of people coming off the interstate and heading north to Wakarusa.
I think we'll get extra 1,000 vehicles Wednesday and extra 1,000 Thursday. Probably more than we want.
A study produced by the University of Arkansas Department of Hospitality said 21,201 individuals attended last year's festival and spent about $14 million on goods and services, including gas, food, and lodging. The study also said that the event created an equivalent of 16 full-time jobs for the county. Here's Gaddis again with the Chamber of Commerce.
It takes about 80 jobs to move the unemployment or the employment rate in Franklin County 1 percentage point. We have a little over 8,000 workforce. So it's not only in a benefit, I suppose, of them coming in and money being spent here, but there's employment developed from it also.
Gaddis said the area welcomes the economic impact of Wakarusa. He also said that he welcomes the attendees.
Well, we not only welcome them, but we have signage that we've had developed that we put up that says, "Welcome music fans, thanks for visiting," and they'll be going up this coming Monday, so that they'll be welcomed quite friendly, so to speak, and we're pleased to have them.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm John Schlois.